In this bulletin, tougher restrictions begin in Sydney as New South Wales tries to bring down its rate of new COVID infections. Britain's health minister tests positive to the coronavirus. And in sports, three late additions to the Australian Olympic team are to replace sick or injured athletes. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. Tougher COVID restrictions have come into effect in Sydney as New South Wales tries to bring down its rate of new virus infections. The state recorded 111 new local cases yesterday, with at least 29 people infectious while in the community. Health officials say the daily figures have stabilized, but the curve needs to go down if the lockdown is to ease. As of midnight, the new rules include the closure of all shops except essential services such as supermarkets, banks, and pharmacies. Construction has also been paused, which Business New South Wales says will cost the state's economy up to $1 billion a week. And residents of Fairfield, Canterbury, Bankstown, and Liverpool will be unable to leave their local government areas unless they are health or emergency service workers. Canterbury Bankstown Mayor Khal Asfour says his community is hurting.
I mean, we have a lot of labourers that live in our city. We have a lot of people that aren't sitting behind a desk, from tradies to electricians and plumbers. They're going to be out of work for the next 2 weeks, and this is going to cause a massive problems for our community.
And in Victoria, virus exposure sites have surpassed 200 in the latest outbreak. Two more school communities have been affected, including thousands of people required to quarantine for 14 days connected to Trinity Grammar School in Kew and St. Margaret's Berwick Grammar. The Crafty Squire Bar in Melbourne CBD has also been listed, with people who gathered there to watch the Euro 2020 soccer finals on Monday morning ordered to get tested and isolate. Sites at the popular holiday hotspot, Phillip Island, have also been exposed. Victoria recorded 19 new infections yesterday, bringing the total number of active cases to 54. The government hasn't ruled out extending the 5-day lockdown due to the speed of transmission of the Delta variant, though it says it's a positive sign that contact tracers have been able to link all of the cases to date. The British Health Minister, Sajid Javid, has tested positive to COVID-19. Javid has been Health Secretary for 3 weeks and has backed Prime Minister Boris Johnson's plans to abandon all COVID restrictions and fully reopen England from Monday. More than two-thirds of Britons are vaccinated, but health experts are warning against reopening too soon. Javid is fully vaccinated, and in a video message on Twitter, he said his symptoms were very mild.
And I also want to take this opportunity to thank everyone that's been involved in our national vaccine rollout program. Truly the best of its kind anywhere in the world. If you haven't had your jabs yet, please get out there and get them as soon as you can. If everyone plays their part, you're not only protecting yourself and your loved ones, but you're also safeguarding the NHS and helping to preserve our way of life.
The body of Reuters journalist Danish Siddiqui has been taken to Kandahar Hospital after he was killed in fighting between Afghan and Taliban forces. The Pulitzer Prize-winning photographer had been embedded with Afghan special forces as they battled for control of the Spin Bolduc crossing on the border between southern Afghanistan and Pakistan. The 38-year-old was part of a team that won the 2018 Pulitzer Prize for coverage of Rohingya refugees fleeing Myanmar. He was also known for his photographs of India's struggle against COVID-19. Mirwais Regional Hospital Director Dr. Mohammed Daoud said officials would hand over the body to the relevant authorities.
The body of journalist Danish Siddiqui was handed over to us by the Red Cross last night around 8:30 p.m. local time. After receiving the body, we have respectfully kept it in the morgue, and we are waiting to hand over the body to the relevant authorities.
And in sport, three athletes will be late additions to Australia's Olympic team after they were called upon as replacements. 23-year-old doubles player Max Purcell will join the tennis squad after Alex de Minaur tested positive to COVID-19. Rugby player Nathan Lawson will make his Olympics debut in the men's sevens rugby team after Henry Patterson pulled out due to injury. And in hockey, West Australia, Georgia Wilson will replace Penny Squibb, who also withdrew because she was injured. There are now 487 athletes in the Australian team who will compete in Tokyo. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, a shower or two, 19. Adelaide, a shower or two, 14. Melbourne, the same, 14. Hobart, a shower or two, 13. Canberra, partly cloudy and 12. Wollongong, a sunny 19. Sydney, a sunny 18. Newcastle, a sunny 19. And Brisbane, a sunny 20. Cairns, mostly sunny, 28. Darwin, sunny of course, at 33 degrees.